At the Standish Village Assisted Living Facility in Dorchester, a handful of elderly folks sit in the living room on the main floor, their walkers, canes, and wheelchairs nearby. One woman spots Carol Doan.
Hi, Carol.
Carol isn't hard to find. As the only Vietnamese resident among a sea of mostly white faces at Standish Village, she stands out.
I speak good action, so they can understand me. Just talk few words and then only say hi and bye.
Yeah, they have a hard time understanding my mom.
That's Quinn, Carol's daughter. A couple years ago, after her father died suddenly, Quinn and her 67-year-old mother faced a crisis.
My father had been taking care of my mom. She has diabetes and has trouble walking and things like that. And so when my dad died very suddenly and my mom lived with me for a short time, I was leaving her at home while I was going to work, and she was falling and like burning food and things like that. And I didn't even know about assisted living. I just thought, okay, there's nursing homes, and assisted living wasn't something that my family, that we planned for.
Because Quinn had always assumed that her parents were going to live with her when they grew old.
Because, like, I'm Vietnamese, and that's just what we do. And so, you know, I just grew up with all these kind of stories about, like, you know, parents, like, sacrificing and taking care of their kids, and kids, you know, growing up and taking care of their parents. And the idea of adulthood and independence is not growing older and moving away from your family. It's growing older and taking care of your family.
In Asian cultures, it's common for three generations to live under one roof. So when Quinn decided that it was best for Carol to live in an assisted living facility, her mother's friends were quick to react.
They had this idea of that I was putting my mom away, and they were like, oh, don't do it, you know, like, oh. And my mother's friends actually started, like, looking around for places for her to live so that I wouldn't, like, put her away.
But Carol, Quinn's mom, says she likes living there, that she would feel isolated when Quinn is at work.
Over here, I can see people. If I want to see people, I just come down. I have a friend. They aren't good to me.
But there's one thing Carol wished were different.
I wish to have a Vietnamese friend live here.
There is a lack of assisted living facilities in Massachusetts that cater specifically to the Asian community. Though most Asian American families typically assume the caretaking role of their parents, the cultural landscape is shifting, says Nam Pham, executive director of VietAid, a community development corporation in the Fields Corner section of Dorchester.
Life in America is very busy for everybody. And also, we no longer have such extended family support as we have in Vietnam. Family are scattered around the cities or around countries. So it is almost impossible for one or two person taking care of an elder parent.
There are assisted living homes popping up in Vietnamese communities in Southern California and Texas. But with 30,000 Vietnamese Americans calling the greater Boston area home, Nam says there is a need for homes here, something that VietAid is working on.
We've been looking into different possibilities. However, it's not easy. You need, especially building anything in Boston, number one, very expensive. Number two, the process, the bureaucracy is not that simple. But we do hope that in a few years down the road, we would be able to build some assisted living for Vietnamese elderly.
Back at Standish Village, Quinn and Carol say they are changing the way their Vietnamese friends view assisted living.
So we're kind of breaking down some of the myths in the community about, well, first of all, people don't know about assisted living. They think of nursing homes. So that's the first step. And then also, like, people think, oh, you know, it's like too expensive. But I think if you plan for it, not just like financial planning, but like there's subsidies available, like Medicaid can help subsidize it.
She also says her relationship with her mother has strengthened since the move.
I feel a lot less guilty, and I also feel like I can focus on being her daughter and like taking her out and spending time with her. And my mom likes it too, because my mom doesn't feel like, so the flip side of the guilt, like my mom also feels guilty when I take time off of work and do all this stuff. So she feels a lot less guilty about the care that I provide.
A win-win for this mother-daughter duo, which is something that Carol is used to doing on bingo night.
We play bingo, right, Carol?
Yeah.
Where she lives.
likes to win with bingo. She always tells me,
She didn't win last week, though, but she's happy, Sammy. We ain't tied across. Right, Carol?
Yeah.
She fell asleep. She had a little nappy poo.
Some activities surpass language barriers, allowing these residents to focus less on their differences and more on what they have in common. Christina Quinn, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.